You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On this installment of History Matters, commentator Gary Joyner introduces us to a mapmaker extraordinaire during the Civil War era.
Historians of the Civil War in the state of Virginia are knowledgeable about a remarkable man who served under General Stonewall Jackson during the Civil War. Most people have forgotten about him, and this is a shame. Major Jedediah Hotchkiss was born at Windsor, Broome County, New York, on November 30, 1828. He graduated from the Windsor Academy and early on showed great interest in both botany and geology. He became a teacher and moved to Virginia, where he served as principal in a small school. In 1858, he resigned to organize the Lock Willow School for Boys at Churchville, Augusta County, which flourished until the outbreak of the war. For 2 years after the war, Hotchkiss kept a school at Staunton, Virginia, and soon thereafter opened an office as a topographical and mining engineer, which he operated until his death in 1899. Jed became an expert cartographer, a map maker. His style improved upon the system used at West Point. He created 600 manuscript maps, 340 of them showing portions of Virginia during the Civil War. This collection is located at Virginia Military Institute. Many of the Hotchkiss manuscripts are so finely drawn as to give the appearance of printed maps. He did much of the coloring with pencils, red being used for roads, blue for water, green for wooded areas, and brown for hatchers, indicating topography. He showed dwellings and the names of their occupants, as well as churches, mills, blacksmith shops, stores, railroad stations, courthouses, and post offices. Many of the wartime maps were created for Stonewall Jackson during the Shenandoah Valley Campaign in 1862. Jackson sent Jed, alone, not in uniform, and usually unarmed, to map the valley and all of its approaches. Jackson credited these maps with allowing him to evade three separate Union armies that were chasing him and to defeat them in piecemeal. Jed's whole life merits the words of commendation General Jackson said to him, "Good, very good." He mapped while sitting on his horse, sketching on a pad as it rested on the saddle pommel. Most people thought that he was an artist, and he was. Complying with Jackson's instructions to prepare a map showing all points of offense and defense in the Shenandoah Valley, from the Potomac to Lexington, he produced a cartographic masterpiece, performing this difficult task in record time. His familiarity with the region and his great facility for sketching acted as primary factors in this great accomplishment, for which he received high praise from General Jackson. Hotchkiss was ordered on numerous occasions to choose lines of defense, to select troop positions for important engagements, and to perform other extremely dangerous duties. Constantly on the move, he more than once narrowly escaped capture. He took an active part in the Battle of Winchester on May 25, 1862, riding with Jackson at the head of his troops and rallying the citizens to put out the fire started during the battle. On June 9th, he led General Richard Taylor's brigade in a flank movement at Port Republic and also in the attack that decided the battle. Major Hotchkiss reported to General Robert E. Lee that General Jackson had been wounded at Chancellorsville on May 2, 1863. 2 days later, he escorted the ambulance carrying General Jackson to Guiney's Station, Virginia. At General Lee's request, Hotchkiss prepared complete maps of the Chancellorsville campaign, which became the templates for all subsequent maps of the area. Hotchkiss went on to create maps for General Lee until the end of the war. Jedediah Hotchkiss is remembered as the greatest mapmaker on either side during the Civil War. It is easy to see why his history matters.